This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up, episode 95. Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 95 and we're still alive and it's time to strive and a motherfucking knife in your head, you piece of shit.
There it is. All right, yeah, 95 all over again.
Lots of swear words.
Makes me want to go watch some Mariners baseball. Well, my name's Ian, that's Kevin.
Hello,
and
ladies.
Ryan the Beard.
Hey.
And we're all still here. What in the hell's been going on in your world? We didn't do a podcast last week, so it's been a couple of weeks.
We dropped a sweet God's Hate interview, though, so you got to go back and listen to that one and listen to the Devil's Hunt Me Down interview.
Yes, both of
as
those.
As well, you mother.
Even if we don't podcast, we'll give you some content. Even if it's just Ryan making orgasm sounds for 20, 30 minutes.
Speaking of content, I haven't plugged this too much, but I don't plug it really much on Metal Shop, but if you're listening to this podcast, you're an avid listener anyways. While you're on KSW, you should just go over to Jabroni Journal. I have a pro wrestling blog here, and it's actually under the Metal Shop or under Loud Mogul. You could get to it both ways through the KSW portal. Read all about my pro wrestling addiction.
How many entries do you have in your journal?
I think 4 so far.
All right.
Yeah. It's like a weekly thing. I'm going to try to do it more, but it's hard to find time.
Dear journal, this week the spandex was rad.
This
dear
week,
journal.
The sweat was had.
I threw a ginger beer through my TV because Roman Reigns won the championship. I don't know.
One time when I was in 7th grade, my mom walked in on me masturbating to a picture of Sable.
Yep. Sounds about right.
That's like my journal now.
Is this Taxicab Confessions now all of a sudden?
The first porn I ever looked at on the internet was fake porn of Sunny from WWE.
Yeah, she just did a real porn,
yeah. And it's pretty nasty, because she is not attractive.
No, yeah, she's having a rough time.
I mean, I'm not trying to body shame here anyone.
No, it's just like life shaming, really. I mean,
but life
that,
has shamed her. She's,
you know,
rough.
She gets to do whatever she wants, man. And now we get to watch her do whatever she wants.
I still watched it. I got a half.
I don't think I even wanted to go there. It's just like, I'll remember you the way I want to remember you. Well,
she was like the most downloaded superstar on AOL.
Wow. With your free disc. We used to get those for free at the bowling alley.
I need another f***ing hour.
Throw them at buses on the way by.
Give me another hour.
I went laser tagging last week and my fingertip is still numb. Mm. It's like numb, like I nerve damaged myself.
Brutal.
Yeah, not really worth it, I gotta say. I was like...
Trigger finger scars.
I was making tea last night, and I realized that my finger was sitting in this super hot water, mm-hmm. and I couldn't even feel it. I was like, oh, great. That's awesome. So I did that. I fucking bleached my shoe today.
On purpose?
No, on accident. There's a huge white fucking spot on the middle of my black shoe. It looks like I just on my fucking shoe.
It's punk.
Yeah, so I'm just going to take a Sharpie and Sharpie over it, because that's also punk. Whatever.
You should put an anarchy sign on it.
Yeah, there we go.
It's punk points.
I'll go to Hot Topic and get a Hello Kitty patch.
What's the lamest thing you've ever bought from Hot Topic?
I don't know, man. Maybe some hair dye when I was like 15.
Sure.
I think I had a spiked bracelet, but I got it because it was super, super sharp, and I would just like hit people at school with it.
Yeah. You buy anything lame from Hot Topic ever?
Not really.
I
usually just walked in and bought the comps.
Okay, yeah, the compilations. I bought a Korn basketball jersey that said Life is Peachy.
How much was it?
About $40.
I used to steal from Spencer's.
Yeah, dude.
At the mall.
I think I got my 32-inch bottom JNCOs from there.
Do you still have those?
No, but the pockets were so big in the back pocket that I could fit my math books in them.
What'd you steal from Spencer's? What was your go-to thing?
I think my mom listens. She's gonna be pissed. I think the biggest thing I ever got was a black light, like a big one. Mm-hmm. I just picked it up and walked right out with it. Nobody said anything to me, and I just walked out of the mall.
So fun factoid: I used to steal a lot of stuff from Spencer's as well. Couple years later, I ended up working at Spencer's.
Oh, sure.
Oh, great.
And caught people stealing.
My boss was amazed at how many people I caught stealing, and it was like, well, yeah, I guess I just have a real knack for it. Because I can't be like, yeah, because I used to do the same shit.
You're like the expert cat burglar that the FBI hires.
I think the lamest thing Ian's ever stolen was a ice cream cake from my mom's Dairy Queen while she was working.
I got away with it. I didn't get to
My mom probably ran after you.
No, she wasn't there. The only person that was there was the only person that was there, which is why we thought we'd get away with it in the first place. The only reason we didn't is because my friend's fucking car door wouldn't unlock. Like, his lock wasn't broken.
There
was
never
a problem with it before that, never a problem with it after that. God was like, you're not getting away with this cake, bitch.
I think the lamest thing I ever stole was I was in a phase where I think I went through three phases of my life where I liked stealing. This particular phase.
Oh, really? The holy trinity of theft.
Absolutely. So you just get like really into it. You're like, oh yeah, I'm just going to steal anything. So I would steal CDs from.
Because you think you're invincible.
From regular stores, not like record stores, you know. And I stole a fucking Kids Bop CD.
Just to say that you could.
Just because I wanted to hear one song because I thought it was funny. And then I threw it out the window.
Yep.
As we drove down the freeway.
Yeah, that's pretty much the height of it right there. I don't know, man. Like, I've been pretty
lucky.
Kids
Bop 3, dude.
It's hard to do that now. There's so many cameras everywhere and, like, people just, like, eye in the sky everywhere. Oh, the good old days of stealing.
Or did you ever used to put this...
Can we get a manager?
Put, like, go into the CD section with all the stereos and just put on, like, 99.9. It's really loud and then just walk
and then
away.
Run, yeah.
And they'd be playing, like, Godsmack or something.
I used to always...
Turn them all on 99.9.
I used to always like to set all the alarm clocks within, like, a minute or two of each other.
Oh.
So, like, one would go off and an employee would have to go over there and, like, turn that alarm clock off, and then
that's how we get
minutes.
Bad customer service, Ryan.
Guys,
that's how you piss people are just like eternally have a chip on their shoulder in retail because of people like you.
I know.
Well, I ended up being one of those people, so
true,
it all worked out.
I know we're on some heavy talk here, but I wanted to add that if you ever get the chance to see the band Take, please do yourself a favor. This band is incredible. They're true Norwegian black metal, and these guys are amazing, and they just blew me away. They played at Highline on Thursday with Wolfhammer and Adora. Both those other bands were very cool as well, but Take just, goddamn, man, I was like mesmerized. And I have pretty bad ADHD sometimes when I'm in fucking, you know, I mean, like with my cell phone next to me, I get all fidgety, I don't really pay much attention. I was getting drawn in, man. I was
they
just paying
you.
Attention, and like just the music was great, the showmanship was incredible, really good headbanging. They played the banjo. It was fucking sick.
Was it a 10 out of 10 on the headbanging?
Yeah, they were great. It was straight up Death Clock style.
Wasn't it the first time they'd ever...
Yeah, played
in
Seattle.
States?
Yep.
Oh, okay. In Seattle, at least.
And, yeah, it was cool. Dude from Terror was there. Martin.
Oh, wow.
He was watching in the crowd with a black metal t-shirt on.
He was totally fitting in. All right, well, let's get into some news. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on over the last week or two since we haven't been here to talk about it. Let's talk first about Opeth.
Yeah.
A band that's changed a lot over the years.
They were on Roadrunner last. They put out their last few records. I think they've been on Roadrunner for over 10 years.
Wow.
But now they are going to be on Nuclear Blast. They announced that they're going to be signing with Nuclear Blast alongside every band. New Nail, Soulfly's on there. Fucking Slayer's on there. Fucking everyone's on Nuclear Blast.
Yeah.
And now they are too.
We're going to talk. It's like they should pay us to do this podcast because of how much we talk about all their bands.
Hey, Nuclear Blast. You want to throw us a few? No, we can't do that. They have a new album called Sorceress, and they released a 23-second snippet of studio footage showcasing some new songs.
Here, you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's check out 23 seconds.
Okay.
Well, that's weird. Playing with a synth.
If you want old Opeth, I can guarantee you, you're not going to hear any like growling from Michael Eckerfeld. So just stop now if you're holding out for that.
Yeah. You were talking to me about this next one.
I want to take this next one. Brain Drill has a new song out. Woo! I'm really, really pumped that Brain Drill's up and running again. This is one of my favorite super shreddy cerebral annihilation bands.
Hence the name.
Let's see here. Santa Cruz, California-based Brain Drill have a new song called Infinite Oblivion. It's taken from the upcoming album Boundless Obscenity, which will be out July 2nd. Oh,
yep,
yeah.
Sounds like Brain Drill already. Skip halfway. Well, there you have it. Glad they're living up to their own legacy.
That's awesome. New Brain Drill. Yeah. Nails has a new record out called You Will Never Be One of Us, and it is out on Nuclear Blast. You can now stream it online. They have it available, but you can also buy it because it came out yesterday.
Yeah, so you should buy it.
Just purchase it.
If you can.
You can listen to it anywhere online. You can find it. It's streaming in several websites, but yeah, just pick it up because that band needs the support, and they're f***ing doing great things.
I haven't paid attention to Cruel Hand since like 2009.
Nah, me neither.
This video is f***ing weird, man. The song is okay, but they're like dressed up in suits and stuff in a woodshed that looks like an ice fishing cabin. And just, it's one of those things where nothing makes sense in this thing.
The new song is called Dead Eyes Watching from Your World Won't Listen on Hopeless Records.
What?
Yeah.
He's singing into a light bulb.
Anybody else getting a Suffer Survive vibe off that thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Cruel Hand has honestly always been kind of a no-warning rip to me.
Yeah. Well, they are. All right, let's hear the breakdown. I just guessed. I totally...
That's awesome!
I knew where it was going to be.
Like middle of the song? Okay, here it goes.
Yeah, about 3/4 of the way in.
You! I can like sing along without even ever hearing it.
So that's on your radar now. Hopeless Records, man.
All right, so Skeleton Witch, a band that's a little bit more interesting than that band right there, Cruel Hand. Skeleton Witch has a new song called Red Death, White Light, available now for streaming. It's going to be out August 19th on the Apothic Gloom EP on Prosthetic Records. The new singer is Adam Clemens from Wolfhammer. Let's check it out right now. It's new Skeleton Witch.
Black metal.
Yeah. Maybe the Wolfhammer influence is kind of rubbing off.
The song's 7 minutes long. I'm skipping halfway.
Well, there's the breakdown. Maybe here's... not so much.
Yep, you're right.
Just a different kind of breakdown.
Anyway, good for them.
Cool.
Glad to see them with a new singer doing things.
Okay, so Nuclear Blast, another signing. Well, it's actually, sorry, I'm not, it's not a signing, but it's an announcement off. Nuclear Blast, July 1st, is going to be the release of Wolf Hoffman from Accept, releasing a second solo album, Headbanger Symphony. Yeah, so he has a new teaser album trailer available now. You can check it out. So let's play that and, you know, go from one form of media to another.
This is Wolf Hoffman from Accept. I want to tell you a little bit about my new project, Headbanger Symphony. I've been fascinated with classical music all my life and made one previous classical album, but that's been many years ago. The origins to this particular project go back about 10 years, actually. I started working on it with my friend Milo. He's an Italian composer, arranger, pianist, all-around awesome guy. And he is sort of the classical brain behind this. I'm just the guy who plays metal guitar. Well, all of a sudden, Accept started to happen again. We started to tour, we started to make records, and I was so busy that I couldn't work on this classical project anymore. Just in my free time here and there, and essentially it dragged out over many years. So this idea isn't new to me at all. I've been fascinated by this my whole life. It's just, I wanted to do a full-blown album with it one more time. Because, see, the problem is with classical music, it's not written for drums and guitar. It's written for orchestra. And the sense of timing that these guys have is completely different to what we do. Sometimes bars stretch out over a long period of time, then the tempo speeds up. And that works for this classical music. But in our kind of world, you have to have a steady beat. And as soon as you bring drums and electric guitar and all that into these pieces, they can change dramatically. So anyhow, make sure to check out this new album, Headbanger Symphony, out in the stores around July 1st on Nuclear Blast, and I look forward to seeing you guys on the road.
So, yeah, Nuclear Blast, Hungry Hungry Hippos on all the bands this week. In Flames is back with Nuclear Blast. They were on that record label once, and now they are, yeah, so they put out 8 records on Nuclear Blast over the years, including all the good ones, the classics, Horacle, Clayman, Reroute to Remain, and a few others. And now they're back. Can we get a good record this time, guys? Please?
I'm not banking on it.
No. We need it, though. I need it. My soul needs it.
Well, I mean, you're not going to get it.
That's like expecting a good new Metallica record.
Stop going back to your angry ex. It's not happening.
I wanted to bring this one up just because it's interesting. It's happening in Europe, but the Headbangers Ball 2016 tour is a thing that's happening.
That's wild as hell. So Headbangers Ball is still the thing?
The MTV
in Europe,
Headbangers
apparently
Ball.
It is.
Is this one of these things where they're like, let's try this out, see if it works, and we'll see what happens after that. It's Iced Earth and Sephirim Cataclysm on Earth.
That's a good tour.
That is a good... I would go see that. It says, Headbangers Ball is a name that evokes pure heavy metal nostalgia, and it will breathe new life again, and by the end of this year, MTV's classic 80s show shall return as a series of events. Dates for the winter tour are available here in Europe.
Nice.
So MTV bringing back Headbangers Ball? Question mark?
There is a new supergroup by the name of Scour. We've talked a little bit about them. It features Philip H. Anselmo, brother, John Jarvis from Pig Destroyer, Derek from Cattle Decapitation, Chase from Continuum, former drummer of Animosity, Decrepit Birth, and Jesse from Strong Intention. It is a new song called Tear Gas.
Yeah.
coming out on Phil's record label, Housecore Records, July 15th.
Looks
like Derek Engman from Cattle Decap. It says right here that he basically wrote the record, and they sent it to Phil to write the lyrics.
All right, then.
So, music not by Phil this time.
Nuclear Blast again on our podcast. They have signed Paradise Lost. Metal powerhouse Nuclear Blast has now, seriously, they've gobbled everyone up. Iconic UK metal act Paradise Lost will now release their following projects, their following albums for the next couple of years on Nuclear Blast.
Man, okay, so I don't know if this story is being spun by the source, or if it is representing the attitude I thought just when Dave Mustaine was maybe starting to be a nice guy again. When Nick Menza passed away, the first thing he did is that he tried to organize like a Megadeth all-star show, kind of like with a bunch of the former members to come back and raise money for Nick Menza's family. But now he's saying that it's highly unlikely that it's going to go forward because, quote, there's some stuff going on right now where Nick's family is doing a GoFundMe page and I'm not involved in that. If they need our help, they know where we're at. We love them and want the best for them, so we'll find out. So it sounds like he's just not wanting to do it because they have a fundraiser somewhere else.
Okay.
AKA, like, you guys are good. All right. Later. So, I don't know, man. It would be awesome to witness that. Like a Megadeth all-star lineup, but then it's one of those, like, how long till that whole thing implodes?
Yeah.
Yikes.
We'll see. Speaking of Megadeth, Dave Mustaine has relisted his new, or his old house, I'm sorry, that he was going on sale for $5.375 million in Fallbrook, California, this huge estate. He has removed it from, I don't know, Zillow? Oh yeah, Zillow, which is a real estate website, and he has relisted it for $3.895 million. So he has dropped almost $1.5 million from that fucking huge estate. He is actually, it's five times as expensive as he bought it.
His asking price was more than five times what he paid for it 3 years before that.
That's so gnarly.
Unless he turned it into like the sickest house of all time.
Well, the thing is he installed that state-of-the-art recording studio.
No, that's true. Yep, there is a lot in there. So yeah, good luck, dude. Sorry, Dave. $1.5 million. He's like, oh, God. All right. Let's just drop the price. Rob Halford has just done an interview where he mentioned that Judas Priest is making another record right now.
That's so badass.
Here's his quote. More metal. We're making another record right now, which should be ready when it's ready, which is a great answer. This will be our umpteenth record. Hundreds of metal songs later, we have a tremendous treasure trail behind us that we cherish. Yeah, and we want to make sure that what we put in front of that is equally worthy. So we take a lot of time in making the best music that we can, but it's exciting to think that not too far from now, there will be another Priest record on the horizon with some more shows.
Well, in the meantime, we can enjoy the rest of Judas Priest's treasure trail.
It's insane that Judas Priest is still going strong. It's awesome. They are
good for them.
They are just a national treasure of the UK.
International treasure.
An international treasure.
We got another super group. The band is gone. It's Mastodon's Troy Sanders, At the Drive-In's Tony Hajar, Queens of the Stone Age's Troy Van Leeuwen, and keyboard guitarist Mike Zorin.
It sounds pretty cool, man. I mean, it's definitely out there. But,
here's a piece. Here's a piece. Sanders' beard's like yours, Ryan. Like, he could hide in there. Hide things.
Some serious beard skills.
Smuggle things past the airport. So there you go.
I've only used it to smuggle things into concerts.
Oh, you gotta step your game up, man.
Dude, I'm not trying to pull shit like that at the airport. I already look like a terrorist.
That's true.
I get searched enough as is.
You are already profiled.
James Hetfield from Metallica has lended his voice to a new animated television series that's being picked up by Netflix in fall 2016. Activision Blizzard Studios now has their first television series in production. Wow. And yeah, so it's pretty cool. It's called Skylanders Academy. And
Blizzard is expanding.
The series follows the adventures of the Skylanders team, and this is how it's kind of described. A group of heroes with unique elemental skills and personalities who travel the vast Skylands universe, protecting it from evildoers and showing the next wave of Academy cadets how to do things the Skylander way.
Wow.
So there's a $3 billion Skylanders franchise. They've sold more than $250 million toys.
Yeah, Skylanders is the kind of thing where like you buy the little home base. It looks like a Star Trek transporter, and then you can buy toys. And when you put the toy on the thing, it like transports into your TV into the video
game. Mibu things or whatever.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Tim Berkeley loves those things.
Yeah, I was going to say my weird friend Shane would probably love this. But it's weird. They've got Justin Long is going to be one of the guys, Eric Rogers from Futurama, and like a bunch of bunch of famous people on there, so including James Hetfield, I guess.
You're figgy Skylander today.
Body Count is back. Body motherfucking count on Century Media Records.
And there's a bitch in the pit.
Uh-oh. She's going to beat your ass. So Manslaughter came out a couple years ago. They did pretty well. I mean, it sold records, and they did well on Mayhem Fest. So it doesn't say with the name of what it's going to be or when it's going to be. It says they have a new record coming out, though. We got weird back-and-forth Anthrax news this week. Apparently, these guys need to talk to each other because they're giving two different stories to the media. Charlie Benante, the drummer for Anthrax, told Eon Music that their newest record, For All Kings, could be their last. And that the inspiration to make a follow-up effort may not be there. I don't even know if there will be another record is all I can tell you, he says. I'd rather go out on a high. So he says that, and then a couple days later, Scott Ian, at the title of this, says, Scott Ian, there will be more Anthrax records. So who's not going to be on it? Charlie or Scott?
Well, I feel like there's going to continue to be Anthrax records because Scott Ian is going to continue to write Anthrax records.
Well, I mean, to his credit, and he's right, Scott Ian said on Twitter, don't let clickbait headlines fool you, Blabbermouth. There will be more Anthrax records. So, I mean, Blabbermouth does have a history and a tendency. They've done it with our interviews, too, where they just pull out the most outrageous thing and then slap that on as the headline with some weird-ass photo.
Sure.
And it gets like 10,000 shares, et cetera, et cetera. So they know how to do their job.
A huge news story this week when Slipknot's former Slipknot drummer, and now Vimic drummer Joey Jordison was accepted an award for the Metal Hammer Golden Gods Award in London, England. He went on stage and he was talking about, he finally addressed the kind of the elephant in the room.
Yeah, there was a lot of rumors.
There was a lot of rumors that Joey Jordison had fallen victim to his drug addiction again and toward the end of his Slipknot. That's why he got kicked out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he actually talked about this debilitating disease that wasn't allowing him to walk. It's called transverse myelitis. myelitis. It's a neurological condition.
Myelitis.
It hits your spinal cord and it wiped out his legs completely.
Jeez.
You know.
Well, it's not like he plays drums or anything. It's not like he makes those, you know.
Whatever.
Big deal.
So that's intense. And
yeah, he said be carried to the stage. The pain was something I'd never experienced in my life before, and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
He said that when people saw that he was being like carried to the stage, people thought he was fucked up, but he said no, everything was straight-laced. I was sober. Everything
Dude,
was perfect.
If you're that messed up and they have to carry you to the drums,
just go home.
Well,
not only
that, but like, how messed up can you be and still play those songs on the drums?
That's true. That's true.
It doesn't really say, it doesn't go into any detail about like his rehabilitation or anything, but he's clearly playing drums in a new band. So I wonder if it's a combination of that and maybe just not getting along with those dudes in general anyway, and it's just time to go. So I'm sure there's a lot of things that we will never, ever know about. So. It's good to see him still playing music, and I'm glad he's doing better. Ghost has a full U.S. tour. It's called the Pope Star Tour. No word who's opening up, but they're playing Seattle Friday, October 14th.
That's awesome.
At the Moa. It's a Friday night.
I'm very excited that they're graduating to a higher capacity venue and a nice theater.
Yeah, Ryan got the VIP treatment, so he didn't have to go nuts to butts at in sardine mode at El Corazon last time.
Dude, it wasn't even VIP treatment.
Whatever.
Everybody was just crowding themselves by the front of the door. It was one of those deals where there's a lot of fans of Ghost that don't go to a whole bunch of shows.
So they don't know how it works.
Yeah, they don't get it. And so everybody was just like, got a couple steps in the door and went, whoa, I'm inside.
Well,
I better stand here.
Like, hey, how about you walk 10 feet that way?
Yeah, we went and stood over to the left side of the stage. We're not even stage side. We were just kind of there, had plenty of room to hang out and elbow room and do whatever. I mean, it was weird, man.
Start punching faces next time, Ryan.
I just wanted to start grabbing people and be like, dude, start moving this way. Come on, move.
Just start a huge pit. You need to be the one. Start a huge pit at Ghost.
Right by the front of the door.
Circle Pit!
Well, one band that's no stranger to Circle Pits is Exodus, and they may have a new record coming out by late 2017. Steve Zetro's Sousa, he said that. And, you know, obviously Gary Holt is busy with Slayer a lot of time.
And he's the one who writes the music.
He's the songwriter, and, well, they have to look at his schedule, but actually having conversations with them means that they've decided that by the end of 2017, it's when we could see a new Exodus record. So, could be pretty sweet, man.
It'll be the first with Steve Sousa back on vocals.
Yeah.
On a record, anyway. For a long time.
After they booted their last guy.
Yeah, that's cold, man. And, you know, we didn't talk about this last week, but and it's not on the list, but I just wanted to mention again that the bass player of Crowbar also found out this week that he got fired via a text message. Pretty cold, man. Pretty cold.
Cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded. So, yeah, sometimes you find out via text, man. All right. Lord knows we're not letting you out of the Metal Shop Backstage Pass podcast without entering the Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio Lounge. We found another real gem on the treasure trail for you this week. From 2006, a band called Viral Load put out a classic record called Backwood Bludgeoning, Sick Hicks from the Sticks. Here's Kevin reciting a passage from Beetlejuice Bukake. Take it away.
Victimizing the innocent, purging the flesh of the infidel, duct-taped mouth, knots secured, peel the undergarments aside. Very carefully feed her my...
Aww.
Inch by inch, demigod's judgment. On this worthless bitch instrument of torture. Pain's divine razor slits. Lower abdomen foul life forms. Methodically inserted next to the intestines. Insects feasting on the bowels of the living. Parasitic hunger, dying from the inside. Insect-infested cadaver, impure fantasies. Demonic desires, precise incisions. Malicious coroner of the living. Disease of the lunatic, addicted to the gore.
You're getting eaten by bugs.
Post-mortem frenzy. Lacerations, suffocations, ejaculations. Abominations.
Well, as usual, we're all gonna go to f***ing hell for that. Thanks, Viral Load. Beetlejuice Bukake from Backwoods Bludgeoning Sick Hicks from the Sticks. Well, hopefully we're still working here next week and we'll see you again then.
They have some really f***ed up songs.
I know they do.
Don't listen to this,
Don't ever
guys.
Look into that band ever.
Just save yourself some time.
Kevin and Ryan, it's been fun.
Yes.
Episode 95 in the books. We'll see you guys again next week. It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Good night, sir.
I said good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.